WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and listen to the ref.com presents the North Football Show featuring comments from head coach Joey Paradine and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 8 of the high school football season and the North Football Show for this coming week as the Huskies coming off a very impressive 28-12 victory on the road at Vincennes on Friday and will now play their final home game of the regular season this Friday when the Jasper Wildcats come to Bundrett Stadium for a 6:30 kickoff. Huskies improved to 3-4 overall on the season. We will visit with Coach Joey Paradine. Also, senior offensive tackle Alex Wheeler will join us during this North Football Show when it returns right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an everything stand of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new places, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach Joey Paradine joining us here in this segment. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Dan.
All righty. Well, obviously, going into the game last week, we talked about it. Vincennes, a physical team. You're up on the bus for about an hour to go up there and take on the Alices. And, you know, they've had a really good season as well. Both teams, well, they were coming in 3-3. You guys coming in 2-4. Hard-fought victory, 28-12. Just kind of overall thoughts initially on the win over Vincennes.
Yeah, I was real proud of our, guys' effort on Friday night. You know, again, you know, that's usually our longest road trip in our two-year cycle whenever we're playing in the SIAC. So, you know, that's usually the, you know, kind of the anomaly of our group. But, I thought our kids came out. We didn't, start exactly the best. We had a couple series where we got pinned deep in our own air territory and then went three and out and three and out. And so our defense kind of really had to dig us out of that. And they gave up the first score there to Vincent. So they went up early. But then I was proud of the way our offense responded. Our offense came back out and scored and tied it up. And then, we were able to kind of force our way into the lead and got a couple score lead early, or excuse me, late. And then really were kind of able to hang on and put another score on the board there late in the fourth quarter. So, our kids just kept battling through, some adversity and through some difficult situations. I think, it was a very heavily penalized game, which, again, that's something we got to clean up. But we did win the turnover battle, which was crucial, and we were able to find some good offensive balance to be able to score some points.
We've talked about this all season long, Joe, with you, that, this North team really has to establish the run game initially to kind of set up, the pass. And that's been evident in a couple of games, but not kind of on a consistent basis. Overall, the offensive performance this past Friday, would you put that up there as maybe one of the best performances on that side of the ball this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously it's, some of the outside of the Bossy game, it's the most points we scored this year. And again, I just thought, we were really balanced. I think we threw the ball 21 times or something like that. Jake Timbarch had a really efficient game throwing the football, but it wasn't anything like glamorous. He didn't throw any, like 300 yards or anything. It was 100. I think we threw for about 130 or 140 yards, and we rushed for about the same. So, I think that's kind of the balance we're looking for. Times we might need to throw a little bit more, or we might need to run it a little bit more. But the bottom line is we've got to be able to, get all aspects of our offense involved just execute and ultimately score points, however that means. So whether it's throwing the football or running the football, we've just got to put points on the board.
Well, then obviously you know this as well as anybody, Joe. A team that's going to rely on the run, the defense could put 7, 8, 9 guys in the box and just dare you or force you to kind of put the ball in the air. But I know, Rucker had a pretty good ball game the other night. Certainly you got to credit the offensive line for making the adjustments and giving him room to run. And obviously to go up there and take on a very physical Vincennes team and really kind of win the battle of attrition at the line of scrimmage had to be very gratifying for this coaching staff, especially the offensive coaches.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, we had some – we were able to spread the ball around pretty well. Cole McBride had his best receiving game of the year. I think he was thrown to 5 times and had 5 catches. Hunter Skelton was involved, Evan Garnett, Grant Hoppe, all of these guys caught the ball. And so, again, it was just a very, I think, efficient game for us offensively. We still got to find ways to limit penalties and put ourselves in – negative and disadvantaged situations, second and longs, which ultimately lead to, typically third and long situations that we're not real comfortable with. So, I don't think that many teams are, but especially the way we are, playing offensively right now, we've just got to make sure that we can have the ability to run the ball on, third down for a first down or pass the ball on third down for a first down. So, you don't want to have it where teams can pin theirs back and come after you in those situations.
So the Huskies get it done on the road, 28-12 victor over Vincennes, and they'll get the Jasper Wildcats coming up. When we return, we will visit with Alex Wheeler, the offensive lineman for the Huskies, when this North show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Primetime Pub & Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub & Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop... knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon. And during this segment, we have the opportunity to visit with senior offensive guard, right tackle, Alex Wheeler. Alex, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. All right, well, the team coming off a very impressive win on the road this past Friday night up at Vincennes, 28-12, to get the overall record to 3-4. Talk a little bit about that game with Vincennes.
It was really good to finally get a win, and we were able to kind of battled in the beginning, but we finally got stuff rolling and got some points on the board.
Well, and I know over the last maybe couple weeks that's been kind of the issue, and I'm talking to Coach Paradine all season long just as far as this offense and really, you know, kind of setting up that running game and getting consistent. Maybe that was an issue in some of the games this year, but I know Vincennes is a very physical team. How were you guys able to dominate the line of scrimmage most of the night?
I felt like we had a good game plan and we were able to kind of get in our groove and dominate up front.
So it's just as far as maybe their front three, front four, Alex, or maybe even their front seven, just the communication that you guys had along that offensive line. Were you able to kind of pick up some things during the course of the game that helped you and helped the running backs, find some positive yardage most of the night?
Yeah, I felt like we had good communication up front and we were able to find the blitzers and get to the next level really well.
What did the win mean? I mean, going up there, it's a long bus ride, as you well know, an hour up, different time change, and taking on a team that plays pretty well at home. Just to go up there, get a win, get this record at 3-4, how gratifying was it for you guys?
It was a great win. I mean, it gets us closer to winning and finally getting stuff rolling, and it's even better when we go onto their field and win. And we don't have to have a long bus ride home.
Yeah, probably not a lot of teams look forward to getting on the bus and coming back for an hour after a loss. But, all right, you're 3-4. You get Jasper coming in this week, final home game of the regular season. Just kind of your thoughts, Jasper coming in with an identical record of 3-4, pretty similar. What do you know so far about Jasper?
I know that they're going to be very physical and we're going to have to be physical just as well and stick to what we know. And we're going to have to be able to run the ball and pass the ball just as well. And we're going to have to dominate up front.
What do you anticipate the week of practice being like? I mean, certainly when you come off a loss, you can either be like really motivated, but your confidence might be lacking a little bit. Going up there and beating a real good Vincennes team by a couple of touchdowns, where is the confidence level on this North team right now?
I mean, our confidence is going to be higher this week, and we're going to be more in tune. But we got to get back to work and really focus on what's at hand with Jasper and try and scratch across another win.
Well, to get to 4-4, I mean, you certainly need this win over Jasper coming up on Friday, Alex. And then, of course, you wrap up with rivalry week next week with Central. So I know one of the probably preseason goals was to have a winning record. You guys certainly have that. Will that be some motivation, do you think, this week in practice and preparation for Jasper?
Yeah, I think that would be a big motivation to get to a winning record and keep that legacy going and be able to get another win.
How's the senior year going for you?
It's going pretty well. I mean, I've got moved around after losing one of our other linemen, but I feel like I've came to the challenge and moved well.
All right. Well, Alex, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of the week of practice, and all the best to you guys when you play Jasper on Friday.
Thank you. You too.
All right, that's Alex Wheeler, senior offensive tackle for the Huskies. We'll come back. We'll visit with Joey Parody, get the scouting report on the Wildcats when this North Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new places, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and, of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on this North Football Show on a Tuesday afternoon, the Huskies with their final home game of the regular season coming up Friday night. The Jasper Wildcats coming into town. Jasper was up at Paradise last week and trailed 14-13. Tried to go for a two-point conversion in the final minute, was denied that, but they were right there with the Castle Knights. You know, you look at Jasper coming in, Joey, and they're also at 3-4. Just kind of your thoughts on Tony Lewis and the team you'll see on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've not been able to get over that Jasper bugaboo the last, since I've been here. And, you know, we came out to a hot start against them last year. And, you know, ultimately they were able to, you know, find our weakness defensively and we're able to get the ball on the edge. And we didn't have much of an answer there. Offensively, we kind of sputtered out in the second half and they kind of blew it open and won the game 35-21. So typically our games, just like most Jasper games, are going to come down to a possession here, a possession there, you know, in a game where, you know, you're going to have limited possessions anyways. You know, obviously turnovers and big plays are going to be crucial. So, you know, I think, you know, them and Castle, you know, had one of those games that you would anticipate, you know, hopefully we're going to see Friday night. And that is, you know, that we have an opportunity to win the game there at the end. And hopefully the ball is in our hands when that's the case and not in theirs, because they are a tough offense to get off the field. They just, you know, they're able to kind of matriculate the ball down the field. And so if you don't stay assignment sound, then they're going to pop you for a big, big play or big gain. And then if you're not able to create negative plays on their behalf, then they just keep getting 3 and 4 yards. And, you know, next thing they know, you know, they've had a 10, 12, 15 play drive. So, it's a tough offense to stop. It's not something you see all the time and prepare for. And then defensively they fly around. So, we just got to, you know, take care of the small things, and hopefully we have those opportunities there at the end to win that game.
Well, and each coach that I talk to every week on this program, Joe, I mean, it's nothing new. We talk about Jasper, and again, yeah, it's an offense you don't see very often, you know, one time of year. And so most coaches, other than Coach Herter, who's got all summer to get ready for the season opener, have about 3 or 4 days to kind of put together a defensive scheme and explain it to the players what this triple option is all about. So, I mean, you know, guys that have been around your program, I mean, they've seen Jasper before, so does that help at all, the fact that you do have some experience on that defensive side of the ball when you put your game plan together schematically for their offense this week?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's going to be kind of the challenge for us, obviously, this year. We don't return much from our defense from last year. So, you know, they may have seen it at the JV level or freshman level, or, you know, that's what Jasper does. They run that same system pretty much throughout, but you know, it's a totally different animal when you get to the high school varsity level. So everything's quicker. Everything's obviously more physical. And so it's really just about being, you know, assignment and detail oriented. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to, you know, make sure we get those kids lots of reps. Sometimes the reps are not necessarily live and, you know, you're tackling and taking down to the ground. Sometimes it's just kind of going through, you know, the shell of things and letting them see things develop in front of them and kind of visualize it and then how they would play that physically. So, you know, I think that's a lot of it. Sometimes the best practice is just being able to visually see something and practice that. So hopefully that's going to be good enough for us this week. And, you know, our defense has been playing really well, and hopefully we can continue and build upon that.
And what do you expect from the Jasper's defense this week?
Well, just like offensively, you know, they're going to be physical. It's kind of a scheme that you don't see all that often. You know, they run a 3-3 stack defense, which they bring a lot of pressure. They, you know, run their cover three behind it. And so, you know, it's not something that you see, you know, like we do with most of the other teams in the conference. So I think they kind of hang their hat on being, you know, kind of the odd duck in the SIAC with what they do offensively and defensively. And so, you know, those are just things that you have to kind of account for and practice for. And so you got to really be detail oriented throughout practice. So, you know, we're going to have to obviously be able to run the football, but, you know, our passing game is probably going to have another big week and be able to move the ball, you know, in a bunch of different ways.
All right, it'll be Jasper and North Friday night coming up at 6:30 out of Bundrett Stadium, and both teams trying to get to the 500 mark overall, both teams coming in at 3-4. Joey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best this week in your preparations for Jasper and certainly in the game against the Wildcats on Friday.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dan.
All right, that's Joey Paradine. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Primetime Pub & Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This North Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.